This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Up another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're going to talk a little bit about the drought situation and ag this start this hour, so looking forward to that conversation. We're also going to chat bottom of the hour with Dan Sandberg from up in McKenzie County, leading economic development efforts there, about a multi-industry job fair that will happen on Wednesday. We'll broadcast live from that, a big event, Wednesday. Actually, Energy Matters tomorrow afternoon, and then What's On Your Mind Wednesday morning from that at the Rough Rider Center. That's the new event center that is just beautiful in Watford City. Chris Berg, a point of view, will be here a little later on this hour as well. He and I are going to argue a little bit. Yeah, we're going to mix it up just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. I have Ivanka Trump for you, too, from Fox and Friends. Promise that last hour didn't get to it. We'll get to it. I promise. Also, I haven't had a chance to give a shout-out to the folks up at Hawk Farm, Hawk Museum, the big farm show that I was at Thursday night, Friday. Man, was it a great time. Really enjoyed it. And just to encourage folks, if you get a chance this summer, get up there and take in some of that history. It's pretty phenomenal. And it's like a little Smithsonian. Is what it is, because there's more than even farm history. A lot of things that's really, really neat. Zoomed home from that and had a little gathering with the family on Friday night. This made its way onto Facebook, by the way. Todd, have you ever had this happen? At some point this weekend, I guess it says it was Saturday night at 8:31, but I didn't do this. You know, you've heard of a pocket dial on your phone? Have you ever heard of a pocket Facebook profile?
That I haven't.
Yeah, because it happened to me. My profile picture changed on Friday night. Now, I have to admit, it was a good picture. It was my wife and daughter who was at the tennis banquet. Another daughter, Hannah and Haley, are on there.
One that was said to be a temporary profile picture? Because if you did, then it would change automatically.
No.
Okay. All right.
So this picture's never been. Just took it Friday night.
Maybe Zuckerberg doesn't like your other picture.
But it's already got over 200 likes, so I guess it worked out okay. I think Facebook is now taking over when to change your profile picture and what picture to choose. So that's okay, I guess.
Facebook doesn't. Every time I get some hardcore porn request, I send it to them for cancellation. They say it does not violate their community standards. Now, I don't know what those standards are. If that doesn't violate them, what exactly are those standards?
Different than ours.
Political leanings have come up in conversation that, well, actually, you can't. If you lean right, then you aren't. In their standards.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Not pretty. Anyway, take it up with
Facebook. No kidding.
And let us know how it works out. But I did have to leave a little earlier than I would have liked on Friday, but I got a good Facebook profile picture out of the deal and a nice tennis ball. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at PetroServe USA. $50,000 giveaway continues every week. You got a chance at winning one of their $1,050 gift cards. New drawings every week. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And you own the pumps. Kind of nice to fill up with a pump you own. I like that, don't you? Customer-owned at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy now part of that family as well, up in the Grand Forks, East Grand Forks area as well. Daryl Lace is here, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, with us to talk a little ag and also just update us a little bit. I asked Daryl, I just said, hey, I'm kind of curious. I hear a lot about different pockets of places that are not doing good. I'm curious how, you know, things are looking around the state, and kind of talk a little bit about this. It seems to be, I guess, the kind of situation that is always concerns us, right? Whenever we hear about areas of the state that are dry or any of our listening area, we get concerned. But it seems to be more widespread this time around. I wanted to just find out if I had that right or not. Daryl, thanks for taking the time to join us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott, and sitting here with Todd in studio today.
How about that? You're hanging out with Todd. You guys are probably partying like rock stars. Can't believe it.
I tell you what, it's a big party here.
Big party, huh?
We're partying like farm stars, actually.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
You're having tumblers of coffee. Man, things are getting out of hand now.
Out of hand. Out of caffeine overdose. Here we come.
Exactly. So how bad is it? I'll start there.
Well, you know, it really depends on the area of the state you're in, but there are areas that are, I would call, next to complete losses already as far as forages and crops are concerned. You know, if you go according to the drought monitor, Scott, we've got counties reaching the D2 level, and the D2 level is a very concerning level because it is imminent crop and grazing land losses. When they reach them categories, you know, it's in the upper 80 percentile that of the state that's in moderate drought conditions, and that's as of a week ago, and things haven't got better in most of those areas.
Short of praying for rain, what do you do in a situation like that?
You know, we've started having conversations last week and the week before, specifically with Congressman Kramer's office, and about the you know, the availability of some of the set-aside lands out there, the CRPs for grazing and hay for some rancher relief. You know, we hope everyone had, you never have sufficient insurances when it comes to your crops, but we hope that there's going to be sufficient insurance coverage out there to help cover the crop losses that may occur from this. And it just shows the importance of, you know, some of those things that are out there for programs, you know, CRP being one of them, that when you set aside something and put restrictions on it in a hurry, it can become an impairment to the use of those lands for the survivability of livelihoods out there across our state. And so we're working on that, and there's some conversations going on, and there's some things that need to go on to have that. One of the things that makes it easier is if your county gets to that D2 level, it's easier to get those availabilities of those set-aside acres opened up. But other than that, folks really need to contact their county FSA offices, because the counties need to put some paperwork together and show that there's been a 40% reduction in rainfall in the last few months. Plus, they need to show a 40% reduction in your forage availability out there. So, you know, we're encouraging our farmers and ranchers to call the county FSA offices so that they can make the contacts to the state office, and the state office can do what they want or need to do to the federal USDA offices.
Questions or comments for Daryl? Welcome today. Daryl Lease, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, at 258-0550. You can also text Todd or I, Todd at 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Greg and Bismarck, question for Daryl. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Greg. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was for Representative Kramer, but this can also concern Daryl. I live up in, or used to live up in a farming community up by where you were just at with the Martha Hawk Museum and that in Wolford and Candu. And the conversation came up about how the media in the newspapers, basically the ag news up there, is really going after Trump as literally throwing the farmers off the farms, getting rid of them because he has no programs for them. Does Daryl or Representative Kramer have anything to come back at him and say, no, Trump is doing this for farming or working to make crop prices better for him? Because it sounds like the left-wing media is just ramping up against Trump and trying to get the farmers to kind of really get after him about not helping him out. What does Daryl think about that?
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, Greg. It's, you know, I get hit quite a bit with interviews, and they're trying to take the angle to, what is this administration going to do for agriculture? What's it going to do? And one of the things that this administration is doing is some regulatory reform and getting rid of some of those extra costs through regulation that's been put into place over the especially the last 8 years. But even prior to that, if you keep putting regulations in that cost farmers more money, you have to keep creating new programs. If you get regulation out of the way, and I think Sonny Perdue said this best in Iowa here a few weeks ago, it's time to let farmers farm and ranchers ranch. And we at NDFB, our three words that we put on all of our posters, freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance. And if you take any one of those three away, it inhibits the other. So you know, Trump, I think, is very supportive of agriculture. He has a different stance. He's not going to just sell out to every other country out there, you know, so we can sell 10 more bushels, but we get a bunch of regulations that cost you more than what those 10 bushels were worth, so to speak. Now, they're bigger numbers than that, of course, but, you know, it's one of those things that put America first. I think he's going to put American agriculture first when it's at the negotiating table for trade and make sure we're not getting the short end of the deal on a bunch of overzealous regulation that no other country has to follow, but we here, the breadbasket of the world, end up having to follow and cost us more money, thus resulting in a need for more programs.
Yes, I agree. The regulations, when I get into the argument, I tell them, hey, he's cutting back. Well, does anybody remember Waters of the U.S., where he was trying to regulate every little pond that these farmers had on their land? No, they already forgotten that. About all the chemicals that Canada gets to use, but we don't get to use, but they can sell grain. I argue this with them, but the left-wing media in all of these ag prints that they see up there in these small community farms is totally saying Trump is going to sell them out, Trump is going to throw them under the bus.
Be careful what you read and believe in what you read. Greg, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Congressman Kramer, Wednesday, by the way, for more on that. More with Daryl coming up.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Energy. Another one of those companies that mentioned in that Wall Street Journal story yesterday about a shale oil boom town climbing back from the bust. I don't believe it was ever the bust, but, you know, it's a newspaper headline. Going to the last caller's point. We're going to talk about
that.
I guess so, yeah. Dan Stenberg from Watford City will join us a little bit. We're going to see our friends up in Watford tomorrow and Wednesday. Looking forward to that. But back to MBI Energy. They were talking about the fact that they are hiring truck drivers. They're hiring truck drivers in about every other position, as a matter of fact, right now at MBI Energy. All service areas throughout the Bakken. So if you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with a top-notch established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, offering comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. MBI, energyservices.com, or call them at 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS, that's 844-MBI-JOBS. Talking drought today and agriculture with Darrell Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. If you look at the U.S. Drought Monitor, every square inch of North Dakota is in some range of drought. From the positive abnormally dry to moderate drought to severe drought. And just one notch ahead of second worst, which is extreme drought. Anyway, it's not pretty. There's a lot of yellow there, and it literally covers every inch of North Dakota, a good chunk of South Dakota, parts of northwest Minnesota, and Montana as well. So back with Darrell. One texture here, Darrell says, what happened to cloud seeding? They were doing that 25 years ago and thought it had some success.
Well, success is kind of in the eye of the beholder. If you ask the folks, in fact, I had conversations this weekend with some folks down in Slope County, some ranchers down there, and they really dislike the cloud seeding. Bowman County does it. Slope County seems to get no moisture. And the thought process out there is, you know, they'll come, the clouds will be coming, they'll come seed them, that breaks the clouds up 50 miles down the road to get the rain. Cloud seeding's been around for a long time. Some positives, some negatives to it. It just kind of depends, I think. You start, you know, manipulating with the weather pattern. And, you know, I have a lot of folks out there are questioning whether that's the correct thing or not to do. And seriously, the ranchers down there in that Slope County north of Rame, they feel they're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to cloud seeding.
Interesting. Another texter, and I'm going to read this in its entirety because it's something you hear from city folks or folks not necessarily really under the hood in the ag world, and I give you a chance to address it. Texter says, just for disclosure, I own farmland, but rent it out to a local farmer. Why is it that so many farmers and ranchers don't put anything away in the good times and fall back on in the bad times? Many of them spend everything they make in a good year on new equipment, or they buy a new pickup every year or two. Some go on expensive trips, but then when we have a drought or something, they're ready to go broke. A lot of them say they have to spend their money to get a tax break. That is just an excuse to buy something. The tax savings don't outweigh the risk of not having an emergency fund. Sorry to sound like Dave Ramsey, but maybe if more people followed his advice, fewer people would find themselves in trouble when a drought hits. Is the difficulty that comes from this drought situation a case of not preparing for, you know, the tough times, or just too many years of tough times?
Well, you know, there's probably some situations like that, Scott, out there where there wasn't, you know, quite the preparation done. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that there's not any of that out there, but I don't think that's a big general deal out there through the agriculture community. Many folks do put aside, but you got to realize that how big and how long do you need that emergency fund for, and can you put that together in a couple good years to last 3 years of down prices? The other thing is, okay, let's use this scenario. Rancher A, farmer A, goes out there and puts all of his money aside that he made 2010 to 2013 when times were pretty good. Doesn't spend any of it. What happens to the car dealers, the auto dealers, the machinery dealers, the cafes on Main Street, the hardware stores, when there's no money being spent on anything new or improvements? So, you know, careful how you throw that sword. It's got two edges to it. And, you know, is there opportunity out there? Do some do better planning than others? It's like any business. everyone plans differently. Everyone has a different situation, and to paint it with a broad brush is just not really fair to any business, and agriculture is a business.
Speaking of painting with a broad brush, we had a text last hour that prompted a little back and forth from folks, as I had mentioned that, you know, cattle is being sold because there wasn't a hay crop. Somebody said, hey, there's a hay crop, but the bales cost money, and it's time for millionaire ranchers to open up their wallets. And then, of course, people saying, you know, millionaire, yeah, you may be a millionaire on a balance sheet, but not a millionaire in a sense you're sitting there flush. Is that, just talk about that option of you know, buying hay. I mean, it's not a matter of not having the dollars to do it, probably a matter of whether or not it makes economic sense to do it or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all economics, Scott. Will there be hay out there? There will be hay out there. Will there be a sufficient supply, even if a guy has money to buy it? That's yet to be seen. I would say that there are areas, it doesn't matter if you have the money sitting in the bank, the availability for everyone may not be there. Therefore, that's why you have cows going to town. Now, luckily, as of now, there hasn't been any reports that I've heard of major liquidations in herds. They're starting to take some of the old cows out, some of the cull cows out. They're moving cows that they'd have normally kept on good years that they're hitting the cull pen. They're not reaching the heart of the herd yet. But if there's not an availability out there and it makes economic sense for what the availability is, we're going to see some of the hearts of those herds starting to be dispersed also. So, yeah, there's going to be hay there. There's some things that if you had all the money in the world, there's still sometimes not enough to go around.
I agree with the other texter or listener that said, let's not pit farmers against ranchers, and let's just work together. Come on, we're you know, that's the last thing we need. And I'm concerned about some of the tone here back and forth. Anything else you want to tell us, Daryl, before we let you go?
No, just, you know, for those that are in the agricultural community out there that are wondering, I've had a lot of phone calls and messages, especially over the weekend, of what needs to be done. Contact your county FSA office. You got to demonstrate those losses. And if you're not at that D2 level or higher or lower, whatever you want to consider it on that drought monitor, you know, it takes some work by your county FSA committees, but, you know, there are some needs out there, so make that contact. And for those that aren't in the agriculture community, understand that these hardships out there on the back roads, you know, I kind of came up with a theme here the last few weeks of building the back roads. That's my next thing here that we're, you know, make sure those back roads are getting built. You know, Governor Burgum has his Main Street initiative. I think we can pair up our back roads building initiative. And if those back roads aren't healthy, Main Streets aren't healthy neither.
Good. Very good point. Next time you come on, we're going to have that song ready. Who is it? Who's Rodney Atkins? Take the back roads? Build the back roads, take the back roads. That'll be your theme song, Daryl. I love it. I love it. Thank
there you,
sir. Daryl Lease, President of Minnesota Farm Bureau, with us on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away from it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Resuscitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Things are happening at the University of Mary. He'll be our guest tomorrow on the program. I love our updates from Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter. Looking forward to that. And if you're a nurse, why'd you become a nurse? Is it because you have a heart for others? You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession? At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they'll make it possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run up to $8,000 higher. And earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Of course, the University of Mary has a campus in the beautiful Rough Riders Center. We'll be there tomorrow and Wednesday for a big job fair that made the Wall Street Journal. We're going to talk with Dan Stenberg about that in just a moment. First, I have to play the clip I promised from last hour. It's Ivanka Trump on Fox and Friends this morning, and they were talking about what we were talking about last hour. I mean, what things are holding back the agenda? Does the investigation, James Comey, Russia, the Senate, the House, the special prosecutors that hold it back. And I think Brian Kilmeade, I'll let you hear his exact question right here.
Is it harder than you thought, though? Is it harder than you thought to stick to the things you want to do because of what keeps coming up, whether it's the Russia investigation or something else?
It is hard. And there's a level of viciousness that I was not expecting. I was not expecting the intensity of this experience. But this isn't supposed to be easy. Mm-hmm. My father and this administration intends to be transformative. And we want to do big, bold things. And we're looking to change the status quo. So I didn't expect it to be easy. I think some of the distractions and some of the ferocity was I was a little blindsided by on a personal level. But for me, I'm trying to keep my head down, not listen to the noise, and just work really hard to make a positive impact right in the lives of many people. I mean, if you want to at the end of the day, if you want to think about difficult, it's the factory worker who's been laid off. Difficult is, you know, the mother who's lost a child to opioid abuse. So these are the real challenges. And I think that does put it in perspective for me. Right. Every time we get out into the country and meet with American people who are very optimistic about what's happening, and they see the economy and it's just booming. Small businesses have this sense of just vigor. And, you know, I was talking with somebody the other day who was referring to it as the animal spirits of small business owners mm-hmm. that have been released. So, you know, there is a tremendous energy, but there's also real challenges, and that's what we're looking to address.
That's Ivanka Trump with an incredible answer there, really. She doesn't do a lot of media interviews, but clearly knew what she wanted to say there. I love the animal spirit thing because there's so much of that where we live right now, where you just see so many things going on. And loved opening up the Wall Street Journal over the weekend and seeing a story about, North Dakota's Watford City byline on it and talking about a shale oil boom town climbs back from the bust. North Dakota's Bakken drilling region rebounds in a sign the U.S. oil recovery is spreading. To talk about a job fair, which will keep, of course, the businesses cranking with the labor force they need, is the McKenzie County Economic Development Coordinator, Daniel Stenberg. Daniel, how are you?
Very good, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Your phone ringing off the hook now with all the folks that are reading about you all across the world?
Yeah. No, it's definitely a very positive article and very timely, I think, as well. We were excited to have them here and excited to show that, we're prepared now. I mean, and things are kind of heating up and they're kind of at like kind of 2013 levels. But our infrastructure is the difference between now and 2013 is that our infrastructure is prepared to accommodate more people with our high school, with our bypass around town, with our new event center. Our town isn't overrun. So it's really exciting that we can accommodate more people and we can have places for them to live and everything too. So that's what's exciting about where we're at right now in Watford City.
By the way, the article is in today's print edition under the headline "Bakken Shale Gets Past the Bust."
Yeah,
so that's the today's edition. Actually, was online over the weekend, but if you're looking for that story, you can find it today. On newsstands, everywhere you see a Wall Street Journal. I know newspapers and the media, they got to cover this as either a boom or a bust. But Watford City didn't ever go bust, did it?
No. We definitely experienced a bit of a slowdown. We were, going gangbusters for quite a while, 5% growth, different things like that, 250% increase in population over the past 10 years. And so, and our school population has never, it's actually increased each year, even through 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, we've always had an increase there. And so, we've definitely seen just a nice, things kind of have leveled off. And now I think this summer things are picking up. You'll see kind of increases going. But we're in a good situation, I think.
That Rough Rider Center is a great addition. Obviously, the high school was as well. And there's just many things, all of the infrastructure that was put in. It's a pretty amazing thing. I thought of that with Brent Sanford, a former mayor, now lieutenant governor, at the White House last week talking about infrastructure. And he did an interview with our next guest, Chris Berg, from Point of View. I forget which night, one night last week. And we also had Brent on Friday on the program as well. I mean, Watford City is almost like a prototype for the rest of the country now, right? So you can say, here's where it was, here's where it is, here's what we're able to accommodate because of the level of infrastructure we put in, and here's how quick we did it. And that's what, of course, much of the country needs right now. So it's a great little pilot program, if you will, a little test for the rest of the country that it can be done. I have a hunch you're going to have more people taking a look at that for a lot of different reasons. You expect that, Daniel?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I think people will be people coming in from outside the community, and that's what we are going to need is people coming from outside the community because our unemployment rate is quite low. It's pretty much at the natural rate, around 3%. And so in order to fill these hundreds of jobs that we're going to be showcasing at the job fair, we're wanting to, get a few more people to move here, and we're definitely ready for those folks to move here too. So we're excited.
All right, we've been talking about this job fair for a few weeks, and it looks like it is quite the collection of employers across many industries. Tell us a little bit about what you have planned for your big event on Wednesday.
Yeah. No, this is the first time we've ever had one in Watford City. We're excited about it. I mean, just traditionally, I mean, we just haven't had the need to have, or the kind of the critical mass. But we were looking to find maybe 30 employers to come for a job fair, and we've got, I think, 52 signed up. And so it's going to be cool, where it goes from 3 to 7 p.m. this Wednesday at our Rough Rider Center. The first half hour is reserved for veterans, so 3 to 3:30, but then for everybody it's 3:30 to 7 p.m. And so we've got jobs from, I mean, there's quite a few from the oil field, maybe 50%, but we also have banking, we've got healthcare, we've got realty, hospitality, housekeeping jobs, all of those different also service. I mean, so it goes from no experience required to quite a bit of experience required. Trucking and mechanics are kind of the biggest hot items that we have out here. Somebody said if you have a CDL out here, it's like having a master's degree. It's one of the hot commodity type things we got right now. So
fantastic. Now, are you full with all the employers you can take? Is the deadline passed for that?
I believe so. Yeah, we were capped out at 52, and I think the last couple just got filled over the weekend. But you can talk to Job Service in Williston if employers have questions.
And special preference for veterans, but otherwise folks are able to just come anytime. Tell us about how prospective employees would participate.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a job, please come dressed, ready for an interview. Just bring your resume. If you have like licenses, like a CDL, you know, come prepared with that. What's the super nice advantage of a job fair is that you can come and you can meet with a lot of different employers in a quick way. You can get a feel for what the company is like. But if somebody isn't able to go there, you know, you can still come look at the list on Job Services website. Just go to jobsnd.com and go to job fairs, and you can see who's hiring in the area, and you can go about finding a job that way.
Fantastic. Should be a great time, and we'll be up there, as I mentioned, for Energy Matters tomorrow, and then broadcasting as well the morning of, just to remind folks to come on in and take it in and see the booming, bustling community of Watford City, but also not very often you're going to walk into one place and have north of 50 folks in different fields ready to interview you on the spot. So it's a prospective employee's dream, or somebody looking to move up in a particular profession, a dream to be able to do that all in one place and have it right there. Anything else you want to share with us, Daniel?
No, we just appreciate you helping us get the word out, because we're looking for folks from throughout the area. So thanks for having us.
You bet. Looking forward to it. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Stenberg, who is the McKenzie County Economic Development Coordinator there. He actually has the position that Gene Veeder held for many years. Gene, of course, now is over helping the city, but also is a McKenzie County Commissioner. So good folks up in Watford City. And I read over the weekend that Jesse Veeder, one of our favorite performers and ambassadors for the great city of Watford City, is expecting another youngster. Oh, good news. So they're booming communities in more ways than one. Lots of growth that is happening there. We are brought to you today, it's MyPillow Monday. Our good friends at MyPillow wanted me to tell you that, helping you get a better night's sleep has worked so well. They have added other products for you to consider as well. MyPillow, of course, is a great graduation, birthday, or wedding gift. 10-year warranty, 120-day money-back guarantee. Anytime you give a gift like that, it's great. Up to 50% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-506-9028. But they also have the MyPillow mattress. It's a 10-inch mattress made in the USA, three unique layers providing you with the comfort and support you need to fall asleep, stay asleep all night, again, guaranteed. They have the mattress topper. They have the MyPillow bed. That has the comfort layers, exclusively designed four-way stretch quilted cover and adaptive layers. It works with the comfort layers to match the contours of your body. Support layer, comfort layer, that's great. The body pillow, the go-anywhere pillow is nice. Perfect on a plane, you know. You take it anywhere. Travel pillow, first pillow, bolster pillow, my pillow for pets. They got them all. All-purpose cushions now, you know, for going to the ball game or fishing out in the boat. MyPillow.com, up to 50% off. Promo code Scott.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592 to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildeer, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning, Scott. Glad to hear you talking about the drought. We need rain. North Dakota made national news on the farm show this weekend. The whole state is in drought. Kiss Livestock is going to be running 2 sales a week. Usually would run 1 sale every other week. This morning, cattle prices down the limit. So why do we need Argentine beef Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. By the way, I appreciate the shout out. You know, we're not doing a lot, but we are at least bringing attention to the fact that there's drought, and that's sort of a duh, right? I mean, look at the drought monitor, open up any kind of ag-related publication, you know that there's a drought there. But if there's more that we can do than talk about it, if there's something that, can be motivated. I've long thought, honestly, that farmers and ranchers don't get the attention that, you know, if a, God forbid, some horrible hurricane hits some part of the country, it's all hands on deck, everybody's concerned, and we should be, because it's our neighbors that are getting hit. But when farmers and ranchers get similar disasters just in sort of a cyclical kind of way, we sort of yawn, and, you know, the whole price thing's been very challenging. So I just have a heart for farmers and ranchers, and if we can help in any way, don't be North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana nice. Just tell us, hey, we need more of this. Don't feel like you're whining. Just lay it on us, okay? Chris Berg is here from 630 Point of View. The entire show I've been promoting the fact that you and I were going to argue. But do you want to? Are you in a fighting mood? Is that what this is about? You want to kind of?
I mean, it's Monday. You know me. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But hey,
throw a haymaker. You kind of want to do a na 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 na, don't you? I feel it. Go ahead, bring it on. What did I say that you're going to rub my nose in now? Let's have it.
Wow, we're just going to lay it out, huh?
Yeah. Rub my nose right in it. Okay.
So for people that don't know, Scott and I often talk, you know, in the morning of what's sort of lay of the land and what's happening in the day. And so when the special counsel came about, Scott and I were chatting about it, and he's like, no, I think it's great. It's going to take the heat off the Republicans. And I'm like, I don't know. I got to tell you, I don't have a good feeling about this. He's like, no, I'm telling you, it's going to work out fine. We get to the agenda. And then I look at the testimony last week from Comey, and I'm like, if you can sell me now that this is a good idea, knowing that Director Comey purposely leaked government information to initiate a special counsel. So that's one thing to know what his game plan was. Then the second thing is that the person who becomes the special counsel is now Bob Mueller, one of his buddies, when he was meaning Comey was the deputy AG from 2004 Bush administration. If you think that Trump is going to get a fair, objective special counsel, knowing that Comey initiated it, then sell me on that, because I don't see it. And even yesterday, Newt Gingrich was talking about it and tweeting, saying, look, the Republicans need to get rid of this special counsel immediately. There's no way this is going to be a fair and objective process. It is going to be a total hit job.
Yeah, Carl Rowe was saying the same thing right now. My point was, I didn't think, and one of our listeners said it best, they always do, they said that the Russia story is going nowhere as long as the Democrats are around. That's all they have. It's not going away. I think I naively thought, all right, you get a special counsel, then all of the Russia talk can go to him. So Sean Spicer doesn't need to talk about it. Kellyanne Conway doesn't need to talk about it. The president doesn't need to talk about it. Just no more. Not talking about it, right? Oh, Russia question? Ask them. Leave us alone. Go away. That's naive. It's also naive on this president, because this president is a counterpuncher, and a really, really good counterpuncher. It's what got him to where he's at. And there's no way when Comey's taking shots that aren't true or anybody else that he isn't going to punch back, and he has. But what that does is then ruin my theory of saying now we can, you know, have Russia separated from all of the other agenda items, health care, tax reform, you know, the economy, jobs, you know. So I blew it.
Here's the, I think, the big question to look at now is that, do you believe Bob Mueller can have an objective investigation, knowing how this thing was initiated and knowing where him and Comey's relationship is coming from?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's what I don't think Bob Mueller will risk. I don't think he'll risk some cooked-up deal. What I worry about is if he does. Do you remember Scooter Libby? That whole mess with Scooter Libby and the Judith Miller, the reporter from New York Times, and Karl Rove got dragged into it. That was by James Comey, by the way.
Do you know what happened to that reporter?
No, that was Scott Fitzgerald, wasn't it? Comey wasn't involved in that. Wasn't that Fitzgerald? I think it was Fitzgerald, the Chicago guy. But it was a total gong show mess. None of it had anything to do with the original charge.
Wait. But do you remember what happened to that reporter from the New York Times?
They locked her up.
Yeah, for 80 days. And then she came out and wrote a book and said, look, I lied because I had so much pressure on me and I wanted to get out of the clink.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen in this investigation, but obviously the potential is there, and that's why, again, I think this thing is just going to turn into a complete witch hunt when you've got a special counsel involved, knowing that the guy's a good buddy of Comey. I mean, if you think this is the first time that Comey's initiated a leak, then I got some great beach property in Wahpeton for you, too.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something that I'm watching right now. I had intended to pick it up, but we just don't have enough time. The president is holding his first full cabinet meeting where everybody's in a spot now, filled out, right? And he started with a statement on a number of things. But the body language in the room is extremely serious. I mean, Trump is his usual kind of matter-of-fact self and going at it. But I'm looking at Rex Tillerson on one side and Mad Dog Mattis on the other, and they look like, you know, it's roll up the sleeves, time to go to town time here. I don't know.
That's because they're mad that Trump keeps breaking away from their Middle East policies.
I don't know. I wonder. But they don't look like happy campers. Get in the game. You got to be counterpunchers like Trump. God bless you, folks. Got to go.
Thank you, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest we have to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you've talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.